Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. So let's jump right in. So Toni, let's start with financial diseases. The doctor's in. And the doctor is you.
I'm the doctor?
Yep. We're giving you each financial disease and its description. You'll help us find the way to a cure. You ready?
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Wait a minute. Can we take turns being the doctor?
Sure.
Are we playing doctor?
Let's see. Can we say that on the radio?
I don't know.
it's okay. Fun. We've been married for 30 years, right?
Okay. So I'll be the
doctor. We got three kids.
All right. You got to switch over and be the doctor sometimes.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
So, acute portfolio riskopathy.
What?
Patients afflicted with this disease often see significant volatility in their portfolio, which can lead to other health issues like upset stomach or inability to sleep. What are the causes of acute portfolio riskopathy?
Really, too much risk in people's portfolios when they come in, when they're nearing retirement. And when they start thinking about retiring and stepping away from the job and the paycheck and the consistent income, you know, all the volatility that's been happening in the market and is going to continue to happen in the market, that does give people, you know, waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning with a stomach ache or...
You know, and we've talked about this a good bit recently, but I want to just hammer this point home. I'm not even going to be delicate about it. If someone, Toni, is within 5 to 7 years of retirement, and we do end up in a scenario where we take a 40-50% hit in the markets. So don't you see all the time, Toni, where people are, you know, the market's just been doing great. And so I'm going to ride this thing for all it's worth. And so the problem is when it starts going down, nobody wants to sell because it's not at the peak, right? Oh, well, you know, a month ago, my portfolio was worth 1.5 million and now it's only worth 1.45.
Yeah.
Right. And so I don't want to sell until I make that money back. And then, but then if it's going up, you don't want to sell because
it's going up.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to sell when it's going down and you don't want to sell when it's going up, which is fine if you're 30.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you should do.
Right.
But if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement or less, mm-hmm. and you're running that kind of risk, I mean, you're gambling with your retirement future.
Yeah. So here's my doctor's recommendation. People need a risk adjusted investment plan.
Yeah.
If you're 10 years out from retirement or closer, it's time to really start looking at how much risk am I taking and is that reward still there for me? And how do I get my arms around that and have a good plan in place?
Well, and you know, you just said if they're 10 years or closer, how much easier is it for us? We can actually use less money, a lot less money, to put their income plan in place. Because if you think about it, what's the big question that everybody's got? How do I make sure I can pay the bills, right? And how do I make sure I'm not going to run out
of money? Exactly.
Right. So we can actually use less money to solve that part of the equation. And then we actually have more left over to do things like get more aggressive with it for long-term growth and that sort of thing. So I want to be careful because a good retirement plan does not mean that you don't have money set aside for growth.
Yeah.
It means that if your income plan is your growth money,
mm-hmm.
good luck.
Yeah, and it's going up and down like a yo-yo.
Are you looking for a way to get more education about financial planning and retirement? Be sure to request one of our retirement toolboxes, packed with loads of resources you need to help navigate the world of finance and to make the decisions necessary for you to live with confidence and joy in retirement. In the toolbox, you'll find plenty of helpful guides that explain what to do in a down market, the things to check in on your portfolio to see if a recession will rob you of your retirement. Additional guides focus on taxes, legacy planning, healthcare expenses, and several other important aspects of retirement planning. Check out the toolkit right now on AskFreedomFinancial.com. That's AskFreedomFinancial.com. Or just click the link in today's show description.
All right. So, Dr. Tad, I'm going to let you be the doctor. Hang on a second.
All right.
So, how do you cure old fogies disease? And this is what old fogies disease looks like.
All right.
The causes of this disease are a long lifespan combined with poor planning, which can cause its victims to start running out of money toward the end of life. Is there a cure?
You know, people are living longer, and everybody's biggest fear is running out of money.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to plan not just for one of you being an old fogey. You've got to plan for both of you being an old fogey and the fact that one of you is going to outlive the other one. And women are statistically going to outlive men. Mm-hmm. And one of the fastest growing poverty groups in the United States is widowed women. And it's because the plan hasn't been put in place correctly to make sure that she's going to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to lose one of the Social Securities. I can't tell you how often I see where the woman is going to lose half or more of a pension that mm-hmm. the husband may have gotten. So now they're going to lose one of the Social Security payments and half or more of the pension. You know, I see this all the time where people's, for her, the income's going to get cut by 50 to 75%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem.
So we need to have strategies that are going to pay people for as long as they live.
Yeah. And everybody.
Yeah. And there are different ways to do income planning. But our opinion is that most strategies have a place in a good retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear all this, you know, oh, well, you know, put your money here. Don't do this. Don't do that. Strategies, investments, insurance products like annuities, cash, gold, silver, stocks, bonds. Those are all just different strategies.
Yep.
And they all bring something different to the table. So, you know, one of the things that a lot of people like is that there are annuities out there where while you're deferring the income, it'll go up by 8 to 10% a year fixed, depending on how old you are. And then it'll pay for both lifetimes, like a pension. But if something happens to you, then the money goes to your family if you haven't spent it all. So people think that it'll just disappear. But now that's going to serve a very specific purpose in somebody's plan. You know, I hear these people doing ads about annuities, and it bugs me because they're not being fully truthful yeah. about how the annuities work. You know, come talk to me and I'll guarantee you 10%. Well, I mean, I know what they're talking about, but it's misleading.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where if you're concerned about running out of money, there are absolutely strategies that will insulate you from that will bring a lot more certainty to the table than the stock market. But a good plan is going to have as much money in the stock market as we can have, because that will give us more long-term growth. It just doesn't give us the certainty. So we need both of those things. We need opportunity and certainty.
Okay.
How is that?
It sounds like you answered a lot of different questions, doctor.
Did I cure old fogey's disease?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
I think you did. But I think you might have also cured the next one, which is inflationitis.
Okay.
So just go right into that one, doctor.
All right. Tell me what inflationitis is. I can guess, but tell me what it is.
Well, this portfolio disease never exhibits noticeable symptoms at first and can actually go undetected for a while. But it slowly causes deterioration of the buying power of your money. What are the usual causes of this disease?
Yeah, the usual cause of this disease is that inflation is real. And if you look at historical inflation rates, we're going to lose about a third of our buying power every 10 years. So if you're going to be retired for 20, 30 years, that's a significant erosion on how much a dollar is worth.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony, we see far too many people with most or all of their money in cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
So that's the opposite of the old fogey's disease. The riskopathy. What was it?
wait.
Taking too much risk.
Acute portfolio riskopathy.
Okay, there you go. I don't know. So this is the other side of that.
This is the opposite disease. So now when people hear us say that, you know, don't have all your money in cash, what they're thinking is, oh my goodness, they want us to take it and put it all in the stock market. And the reason that people have all their money in cash, Tony,
is because they're scared of the stock market. They don't want the risk.
Yeah. If people were okay with taking that kind of risk, then they wouldn't have all their money in cash.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, or CDs.
So trying to change what someone is comfortable with, I don't think we've found that to ever work very well.
Mm-hmm. No.
And it's one of the reasons why when you hear people say, oh, never do this or never do that, you should always do this, you should always do that, it's like, you know, it's not even about whether that's a good strategy. You should always do this. You should always do that. It's about what will people actually do?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I should eat only vegetables and lean protein and maybe have oatmeal once a week for breakfast and exercise an hour every single day and never have any wine.
Okay. So let's see how that works, doctor.
Right. And so, but what will I do? You know what I will do? I will eat vegetables and protein most of the time. I'll stay away from sugar to a large degree, and I will exercise 30 minutes a day, 4 days a week.
Okay.
So should you do all or nothing? It's like, well, if you're not going to do what you should do, then you shouldn't do anything.
Well, like what you just said is, you know, you don't have very good success trying to change what people are comfortable with. But what we do have good success with is getting people a plan that works, that makes them comfortable, that they are comfortable with and that works, as opposed to we have to have it all in cash or we have to have it all in the stock market. I mean, marrying different strategies together is what causes people to be very comfortable.
Well, and so, you know, I mentioned annuities earlier. There are annuities that will go up when the stock market goes up, but they won't go down when the stock market goes down. Now, there are some caveats to that, because if it sounds too good to be true, it is. So one of the caveats is you don't get the full upside of the market in a strategy like that. Well, for somebody that's got all their money in cash, Tony, do you find that they care if they're getting the full upside of the market?
No, they don't.
They just the
anything.
Opportunity
yeah.
to earn more than they're going to earn in cash.
With no market risk.
With no market risk.
Right.
That really appeals to a lot of people.
It does.
It doesn't appeal to everybody.
Right.
Right? I mean, I met with somebody last week who he does all of his own investing. He was an actuary at an insurance company, so he knows all about insurance products. He held a Series 7 broker's license at one point in his career. I mean, the guy was super knowledgeable. And he has chosen. Now, he also had close to $10 million mm-hmm. in net worth. Mm-hmm. But he has chosen to invest a ton of money in stocks, a handful of stocks, not a diversified portfolio, a handful of stocks, and a ton of money in cash. And he's just going to spend the cash and he's going to let the stocks grow. And so I looked through everything. I'm like, look, you know, your plan's going to work fine. I said, you know, have you considered this and this and this? And he goes, yeah, no, I've thought about all those things. I'm like, okay, well, you know, and he just came in. He's like, I just wanted to see if you had any ideas that would benefit me that I wasn't aware of. And the truth of the matter is I didn't. Now, that's unusual.
Yeah.
I would say that most people that come in, we've got ideas that either they hadn't heard of or they didn't know how they worked.
Right, right.
Right? And so once they mm-hmm. get educated, they have found the answer for them.
Right, exactly.
And so that's what good planning is going to do. We want to outpace inflation, right? We want to outpace inflation, but we also want to make sure we've got income that's going to last as long as both people are lasting, and we need cash for emergencies.
Insurance services provided through Freedom Financial Group. Any and all other services related to insurance are an outside of business activity and are not offered through or supervised by AE Wealth Management, LLC. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. AEWM and Freedom Financial Group are not affiliated companies. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this podcast shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.